Rebbe wanted to give smicha to Shmuel, loy mistaya milsa, and it was paining Rebbe. Amale, Shmuel told Rebbe, loy letzta'ir mar, you don't have to feel bad, because l'didi chazi li sifra the Adam HaRishon, I saw the Sefer of Adam HaRishon, and in the Sefer of Adam HaRishon, it talks a little bit about me, says Shmuel, and you, and it says as follows, chakim yiskiri, the Rebbe lo yiskiri, v'asu the Rebbe al yadoi tehe. And one of the things it says is Rebbe lo yiskri, and it's for that reason it's not playing itself out. My destiny is not to have smicha, and therefore lo yitztayr mar, this is not something that you need to feel bad about. Where did Shmuel see this? He saw this in Sifra the Adam HaRishon. So what exactly is Sifra the Adam HaRishon? So Rashi says that it's referring to a Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Hei Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Hireyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dar Dar V'Soifrav, Dar Dar V'Darshav, Dar Dar V'Chachamav. Now one of the things HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to Adam HaRishon was he showed him all the Soifrim and all the Bali Darshanim and all the Chachamim of all the future generations. So Shmuel was one of the Chachamim, and it's for that reason he saw a little bit about Shmuel. But what exactly is the Sifra the Adam HaRishon? It's a reference to this Gemara, Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. The truth is that there's a pasuk in Parshas Bereishis that says, Ze Sefer Toldos Adam. Now, if you look at the Rishonim say that Sefer Toldos Adam wasn't literally a Sefer. Rashi says, Sefer Miloshin Sfiras Dvarim Ba'alma. This is the story of Adam HaRishon. It's not literally a Sefer. But I saw that Reb Reuven Margolis in the Sefer Shari Zoyer, it's on this Gemara right here, he's Mitzayin Etlecha Platzer in Zoyer HaKadosh, where the Zoyer HaKadosh talks about a real Sefer that Adam HaRishon had. I'll just read one Zoyer. It's the first Maramachim that he brings. It's in Parshas Bereishis. V'amr Rab Abba said, Ze Sefer Toldos Adam, Sefer Vadai, a literal Sefer Nochas Leit Adam HaRishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Adam HaRishon. Ube, and when Adam HaRishon learned that Sefer, Havayad HaChachma Sayilah, he learned the Chachma El Yoyna, the Sifra Da Mata Lebnei Elokin Chakime Dara, and this Sefer that Adam HaRishon had, he gave over to the Bnei Elokin, who are all the Chachamim of the different generations. Uman De Zochi Lashkochabe, any person that Zoicha to see this Sefer, Yoda Be Chachma Yila, he's going to know the Chachma El Yoyna, Umashkichin Be, the Yodin Be, and all these Chachamim that had it, they would be Mashkich in the Sefer, and by being Mashkiach and the Sefer, they knew all these different things. The Sifra Don Nachasle Mori de Rosin. And this Sefer that Adam HaRishon got, he got through a Shliach. And who is the Shliach that he got it through? So it was Mori de Rosin. Mori de Rosin is Razil HaMalach. Utlosh Shlicha Meman and Kameh. And it goes on and on and on. And it talks about how Chanoich ended up with this Sefer. But different Chachamim and different generations, they were Zoicha to get this Sefer. And in this Sefer, there was Chachma El Yoyna. And this is a Sefer that the Zohar Kaddish talks a lot about. And Reuven Margolis tells the suit to this Gemara. He says, it's Poshet Al Pi the Zohar. The Sifra, the Adam HaRishon, is a literal Sefer. That's what this Sefer is referring to. Shmuel was one of these Chachamim in the different generations that was, and this is the Sefer that he's referring to over here. Either way, another thing that Shmuel mentioned to Rebbe that he saw in this Sefer was a line that we're all quite familiar with, and that is Rebbe v'Rab Nosson Soif Mishnah, Ravashi v'Ravina Soif Ayra. So what does that even mean? So we know what that means. Rebbe wrote the Mishnah, but he didn't write it by himself. He wrote it together with Rav Nosson, Rav Nosson HaBavli. We have a read bite about Rav Nosson HaBavli maybe being the most underrated Tana in Shas. Because everyone knows Ravina and Ravashi wrote the Gemara. That's the next line. Everyone knows Rebbe either wrote the Mishnah, was Masada the Mishnah, the Gerse Machloikis, Kvar Doshu Bei Rabin. But Rav Nosson Mandachar Shmei, literally. But it wasn't just Rebbe by himself. It was Rav Nosson together with Rebbe. And the Gemara concluded, and the Gemara says, V'simonich, and a simon to this, is Ad Ovoi El Mikdashe Kael Ovino Lacharisa. What's the simon? What do you see over here? That Rebbe and Rav Nosson was Soif Mishnah, and Rav Ashi and Ravino was Soif Ayra. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says like this, that Mikdashe is Simona de Rav Ashi. Mikdashe is like Rav Ashi, and Avina, the word Avina, is Simona de Ravina. L'acharison is simon to Soif Ayra. So what's the simonich? The simonich is Mikdashe is Rav Ashi, Avina is Ravina, le'acharison, that's the soif, and that's what it means, that you have a simon over here that they're soifera. The Rasha mutches a little bit, that according to the way Rashi explains the simon, you only have a simon for the seif. You only have a simon that Ravashi and Ravina were soifera. You don't have a simon that Rebbe and Rav Nosson are soif mishnah. So the Rasha says, lulei the mistafina, maybe it could be mefarish a little bit differently. And that is, that mikdashay is not Ravashi. Mikdashay is Rebbe, it's Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and that's why he's referred to as Mikdashay. And in fact, we're only quoting Rebbe and Ravina. There really is no simin to Rav Nosson and Rav Ashi. The simin is Mikdashay, as in Rebbe of Rav Nosson and Rebbe, and Avina, which is Ravina of Rav Ashi and Ravina. And he says the reason is because Rebbe lived later than Rav Nosson, and Ravina lived later than Rav Ashi, and that's the Lacharison. They're the soif. So the soif of the soif HaMishnah and the soif of the soif HaIra is Mikdashay and Avina. It's Rabbeinu HaKadosh and Ravina Ayin Shabbat.